Hi, this is Jim from Northern Mass. The way I see it, as long as products like tobacco and alcohol are legal, then cannabis should be as well. People ought to be able to pick their own poison so long as they're not dangerous.
Hi, this is B from the Dallas area. I do believe that cannabis has useful medical applications, but also that its abuse can destroy one's potential for healthy and productive life. However, so does alcohol.
This is Dee Dee from San Francisco. And just like alcohol during Prohibition, unless it's legalized for both recreational and medical reasons, we'll have an underground criminal market. Right now, I think the federal government should just let the states decide for themselves.
Hi, my name is Catherine Garcia. I'm calling from Seattle, Washington. As a Washington resident, I'm in favor of the legal medical and recreational use of cannabis. I believe cannabis offers many medical benefits for patients who cannot tolerate big pharma drugs.
Lots of your thoughts there, because we put the call out to you. It's World Cannabis Day, and, you know, it's a holiday that may have passed without a lot of serious notice in the past, but now things are a bit different for marijuana and our relationship to it, and you can hear it in your voices there. More than half of the states in the country now have legalized marijuana, mostly for medical use, but 8 states and the District of Columbia have legalized cannabis for recreational use. In Canada, meanwhile, they're moving to legalize cannabis nationally, and all the legalization seems to be making some of the stigma around marijuana fall away. But the Trump administration, or at least key parts of it, aren't interested in flowing with this tide. The Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, has for years made his anti-pot positions known, and now he has the power to make a difference in that fight.
I, as you know, am dubious about marijuana. States, I get, can pass whatever laws they choose, but I'm not sure we're going to be a better, healthier nation if we have marijuana being sold at every corner grocery store.
Now, that was the Attorney General Jeff Sessions back in February speaking to the National Association of Attorneys General at their winter meeting. Ricardo Baca is here. He's founder of The Cannabist. He's also a marijuana columnist for The Daily Beast. Ricardo, welcome.
Hey, thanks so much.
Let's take this moment to take an inventory here. We mentioned all of the states and jurisdictions where marijuana is now legal. What's the size of the legal industry now? How big is this thing?
You know, it's growing. And, you know, marijuana initiatives went 8-9 at the ballot box in November. You know, yet another sign of this, how robust this industry and how strongly it's going to be moving forward in the years to come.
Do we have a good national dollar figure on how big this is?
You know, right now, I don't have it off the top of my head, but I can tell you in the third year of sales just here in Colorado alone, we're a medium-sized state out here in the West, and we sold $1.3 billion of cannabis just in Colorado. That's more than $150 million in tax revenues. And, you know, just imagine when you extrapolate those figures to a market like California, it's going to be substantial. Of course, it's going to be legendary. It's worth noting that, you know, in the course of Colorado's annual budget, operating budget, which is around $27 billion, marijuana tax revenues are kind of a drop in the bucket. That's what legislators say, but it's still revenues that didn't exist before. And also, these sales didn't exist before either. They were happening on the black market, if they were happening at all. So largely, this is looked at as a success, something that can be done responsibly.
Let's talk about downsides, potential downsides. It is a drug. Addiction is a factor, even if marijuana itself is not physically addicting. Intoxication, operating motor vehicles, even just an increase in overall use. What data are there on potential malign effects of the implementation of legalization?
You know, it's true. This is a substance that is 9% addictive. It's considered 9% addictive. 9% of the people who come into contact with it can feel addictive qualities, but that pales in comparison to other recreational substances, including alcohol, nicotine, prescription drugs, illegal drugs. And so when we approached this experiment, especially out here in the West, you know, we were the first state, the first locality in the world to really implement these measures in the modern modern world. This has not happened before, especially in a regulated fashion. So, you know, there were a lot of hypotheticals out there. What about the kids? What if this makes our roads unsafe? And all of those are really valid questions. But what we've seen in the early years, again, we're only 3.5 years into these early sales, but we've seen that the marijuana-based DUIs are actually going down. There was a story in the Denver Post out here just this week saying year over year, the first quarter of marijuana-based DUIs were down more than a third.
I do want to make sure that we get to the Attorney General. Sorry to cut you off there, Ricardo, but we have about a minute and a half, and I think this is real important because
sure.
We do have a new Attorney General in office who has made his views very clear on marijuana. I mean, this is a state issue. He can't completely stop the trend, right? What power can he use? What can he do at the federal level to make this legalization trend and this liberalization trend slow down?
You know, what it comes down to is Jeff Sessions would like to stop marijuana. Could he if he wanted to? He definitely could. I mean, it's within his purview to try and do this. Does it behoove him? You know, it's a fact that Jeff Sessions is largely wrong on most issues of cannabis and legalization. I mean, he's very behind the times. I just wrote a lead editorial on this for the Denver Post last week. And, you know, his outlook on this is a very 1960s, 1970s drug war friendly outlook. And we've just moved beyond that. So
that's fair enough. But can he can't change the law in Colorado, but can he make things more difficult?
He definitely can, and we've already seen a very serious chilling effect, especially in terms of investment in the industry. A lot of big money players aren't necessarily willing to get into it right now just because of the unknown.
And that's potentially important. Predictability in a growing industry is important no matter what that industry is. And it is possible from the federal level that if there's going to be a federal crackdown from the Department of Justice, that predictability could sour. Ricardo Baca, founder of The Cannabist, columnist at The Daily Beast, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And on this World Cannabis Day, we've been hearing lots of your thoughts about legalizing marijuana and some of your concerns as well.
Hello, this is Kate Kevern from Eugene, Oregon. I'm concerned about lung health. Cannabis supporters say it is perfectly healthy, but are we creating a new generation of lung disease sufferers?
Hi, this is Leah calling from New York. It should be legal entirely. Scientifically and statistically, it makes no sense that recreational cannabis is illegal while alcohol is legal. And the federal government should decriminalize it at every level and let the states control the taxes. Honestly, it's absurd.
Hi, my name is Misha, and I'm calling from Woodridge, Illinois. I believe marijuana use should be completely legal with the same age requirements of alcohol. With all the historical and statistical data on marijuana, it makes reasonable sense for it to be legal. Jeff Sessions is totally behind the curve when it comes to his opinion on this matter. Thanks.
Let us know what you think about changing marijuana laws across the country and a potential crackdown from Washington. 8778-MY-TAKE is the number. You can always tweet us at The Takeaway. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Todd Zwillick in for John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Curious.com, working to help people reclaim between 5 and 30 minutes a day to learn something new and build their CQ or Curious Quotient through the game of lifelong learning. More at Curious.com/PRI. Want more information about the stories you hear on The Takeaway? Check out thetakeaway.org for more facts, figures, and news from guests and contributors and opinions from your fellow listeners. You can also check out the latest John Hockenberry blog post and subscribe to our podcast. Leave us a note or comment on a story you heard, all at thetakeaway.org.
PRI, Public Radio International. At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.